What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez, waiting on hold right now from How I Met Your Mother in the new movie Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, the lovely Cobie Smulders. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I hear you are awesome in this movie. You kick butt and pretty much steal the film.
Well, all of those things are true.
That's the buzz, Cobie. That's the buzz. Now, I saw the first Jack Reacher movie, which I actually liked. It was a lot of fun. And I know you weren't in that one, so who is your character and what's going on in this film?
They did this movie, the first Jack Reacher. These movies are based off of a series of books written by Lee Child. He's written, he's coming out with his first next month. And it's not a continuation of the first film, but obviously Jack Reacher continues on in our film. And I join Tom Cruise and play the character of Major Susan Turner. She's a major within the military. And they strike up a relationship over the phone, and Jack Reacher comes to take my character out on a date, and he turns up and I've been thrown in jail.
Ooh, that's a heck of a first date right there.
Yeah, it's not a good first date. It starts kind of rough.
It starts off kind of rough.
It continues to get more rough as we sort of escape jail and are on the run for the rest of the film.
So you're not really a love interest. You're more of like a sort of partner then.
Yeah, that's how I see it. We're both like military trained. We're sort of like comrades in this crime thriller.
Got it. So what kind of training or preparation did you do for this, since it's such a physical role?
Oh, dude, so much training. We went to New Orleans about 6 to 8 weeks before we started shooting, and spent that time I just really spent that time hitting punching bags in a warehouse somewhere for many hours a day, and it was a really intense process. But for me it was actually kind of great, because I was playing this woman who, you know, has done tours overseas, who's gone through military training. We said that my character, you know, graduated Ranger School, which is such a feat and so difficult. I can't even imagine trying to do that. So when I was doing these intense workouts, I was like, you know what? This is nothing compared to the women who actually go through this program.
Right.
So I was able to kind of make myself feel better.
So it's fun, right? The train with the punching and the boxing and fighting training, isn't it gratifying, like the therapeutic after a while?
It is. You kind of have to get over that hump. And for me, I started this film and I had just broken my leg.
Oh.
So I was newly off of crutches. So it was like, you know, learning to walk again and then learning to jog again and then learning to run again. So it was quite a challenge for me, but you are right. I mean, I do look back on this film and look back at these fight sequences and running sequences, and I feel very proud of myself, because it was a huge accomplishment.
How'd you break your leg?
Oh, it's so stupid. I don't waste the time. I literally just fell. It's so stupid. And it's also hard, like, when you're jumping onto an action movie and they're like, what happened? You're like, oh, I like tripped. And you're jumping onto this like huge action movie. Is this gonna be okay? it was a hard sell. It was a real hard sell.
No, I was getting out of the tub and I sprained my knee, and it hasn't been the same.
Yeah,
the stupidest thing.
I gotta come up with a better story.
Yeah, you and I both. Now, how was it working with Tom? He's the nicest guy when you're interviewing him, and he's such a gentleman and professional. But I gotta imagine, because he's so. He's so focused. He's pretty intense on set. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, he is intense in the sense that he is, I mean, he was a producer on our film, and this is his second Jack Reacher, and so he knows the character so well. He knows how to make movies so well. I mean, that was really the thing, one of the many things I was blown away by when working with him, is he's such a cinephile. Like, he has, you know, he has such a huge career. He's done so many different films. But he has worked with some of the best directors. He, like, knows a lot about cameras. He knows a lot about lighting. He kind of knows everything. And so, like, I think his intensity comes from a place of experience. And really, I just feel like I benefited, the film benefited from that type of energy. And yeah, I mean, he was so amazing to work with. And it's, for me, you know, I've done action movies before. We're talking about Avengers and stuff, but I never did so much, so many fight sequences. I was never doing like hand-to-hand combat. People want to see like, you know, the superheroes do that kind of stuff in the Marvel movies. So for me, it was like really intimidating, but because he's so amazing at this genre of film, and he brings with him just this like crew of amazing trainers, fight coordinators, you just feel like so supported, and you just become more confident because of that.
Yeah, I know. I'm a big Cruise fan. Biggest star in the world. Quintessential movie star right there. Yeah, you mentioned Avengers. I know you're part of the Marvel Universe as Maria Hill, but we didn't see you in Civil War this year. Will Maria return at some point in the future?
Mario, I can't talk about any of that stuff.
Really? You're not at liberty? I'm not asking details.
You what?
I'm not asking specific details.
I'll give you specific details. No, I don't know. You know, I love being a part of these movies. I mean, it's been such an introduction to an entirely new group of fans. Of just like, it's so exciting to do movies that people like are so excited about, and to go to Comic-Con and to like be a part of revealing things. It's just like it's such a great world, and it's been so much fun. So I hope I continue to be in it, but I, you know, I can't say anything about nothing. Well, especially if I want to be in more of these films, I can't talk about it.
No, I get it. I mean, you're busy enough too. I know you're going to be part of this new Netflix series, Friends from College, which is a funny title already. And, it's got Keegan-Michael Key in it. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, sure. We're in the middle of shooting. We're shooting in New York, and, the title is aptly named because it is about a group of friends who all went to college together and sort of spent this period of their lives where they were young and wild and partied, and now all this group of friends is back in New York City together, and it's really about how when this group of people gets together, they regress and they kind of start acting like they're in their 20s again, and it brings up all sorts of stuff. It gets kind of messy.
Yeah, I bet. And then I love, Kobe, that you're able to balance everything because you're a mom. You got two kids at home. What are their ages, by the way?
One is 7 and one is 2.
Oh,
you have kids, right?
I do. One is 6 and one is 3. And working on another
like
one.
In
so
the same world. Oh, good for you.
We're in the same.
Where'd it go?
We're in the same. Is the shop closed or are you going to want more?
Oh, I have no idea. You know, I'm literally, I mean, I'm on the other side of the country from them right now. So I just like to be a mother to those children first.
Right, exactly.
And then I'll think about more, yeah.
Do you have boys, girls?
Two girls.
Oh, two girls. That's the best. What are they into right now?
Well, you know, it's like the little one is so little, so she just kind of plods along.
She's into chilling.
The older one is, yeah, she's just chilling, and the older one is in the second grade, and... You know, we live in New York, so the schools out there are no joke. And,
I bet.
You know, she dances and plays sports and does all the things that kids should do.
Yeah.
Supposed to do. Just play.
Do you guys figure out a Halloween theme yet?
No, I need to get on that. I need to get on that because it's like really soon. What's the date today? Is it the...
We got a couple weeks.
Today?
You got a couple weeks. So you're good.
I got a couple weeks, yeah, but we gotta figure it out.
Yeah, you and I both over at Casa Lopez. Well, meanwhile, Jack Reacher Never Go Back is in theaters now, and you can follow her on Twitter at Kobe Smulders. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in today.
Oh my gosh, thanks for talking with me.
Okay, you got it. Congrats on the film.
Thanks so much. On with Mario Lopez.